What does he do well as a manager, you think?
He's great. I mean, it's like a player. It's like having another player who's calling shots. And I think that, you know, I say this a lot, that, you know, with all the analytics and, you know, the use of analytics and using of your just baseball knowledge is what your eyes see is. And, you know, they're trying for us, and we've had a lot of success in the bullpen and the pitching in general. And I think that they use these analytics to try and find these pockets that are going to be the best opportunity for success as us as pitchers.
That was Drew Pomerantz on with my partner on Hit and Run yesterday, as Spiegs was talking a little Cubs and out there hanging with Drew Pomerantz. This show was all over Wrigley Field this past weekend. That Alex and I were out there on Friday. You were too. You were in the stands on Friday.
Yeah, no, I was up at the press box for a little while, but yeah.
And then Tanny, he wasn't going. But the rest of us, we were.
Sorry, I get love when I'm not even there.
You do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. People like the opens.
You get love everywhere.
You better believe it.
Tanny's deserving of love.
Shout out to the Coomdaw for putting me over big time for that Cubs 100 thing. Oh, that was very nice of him.
That was the best.
It's top-notch stuff right there. Mm-hmm. And Alex was there, too. He got to see the disrespect that radio people get when they show up to the ballpark.
Yeah, poor Bruce. Poor Bruce. Now I understand when he said, like, we're lucky to have him out there. Mm-hmm. Now I get it. We are. He does the dirty work for us.
So when you guys were out there, and you, Lawrence, and you, Alex, had a chance to hang out in the dugout and be there with the skipper, did Bruce get the first question?
Well, the skipper is underground. They do that in the room. Oh, Jed was in the... But yes, and it's funny... Because everyone's sitting there, Craig comes in, had a big smile on his face, and it was like, everyone ready? And then he looked over to Bruce to ask the first question. Which
you guys know this because you have people like myself.
It's very important. So usually if I helicopter into a place, I will wait until beat reporters have asked pertinent questions about lineups or things of that nature. And then I ask Craig about what it's like to manage personality, something I thought that you would enjoy with his answer.
Craig, we spent a lot of time talking about like, some of the managerial stuff, like whether it's lineups or whatever. Like the managing people part, I think is fascinating. So how did you develop learning how to manage individuals, considering that you've got 25 on the active roster and more in the minors and on rehab?
Well, a lot of it's through experience. I mean, when you take the job, you don't really have a ton of experience managing people, but you have experience with how baseball players think and the experiences they have all gone through, and a pretty good understanding of what their lives are like. And then you know you have as a player, you have people that you watched and coaches that you watched and managers that you watched. You have friends that have done the job, like Pat Murphy, who have taught you a lot. And so you just that combination of all those experiences, and you try to put the best foot forward for each person that you're around. And a lot of it too is you have to be yourself doing it. So you have to take your good parts and bad parts and know those are going to come out when you manage those people or help those people or coach those people. And you put that all together and, you know, that's what the people part of the job is. And so it's an important part of the job for sure. And it's a fun part of the job. Very fun part of the job. It's the story that's not talked about a lot, but some of the most rewarding stuff happens in that part of the job.
Man, that's great. That's great, because just knowing the people and knowing yourself, the good parts and the bad parts of yourself, demanding that level of self-awareness from yourself. Whew, boy. And because that can be tough. I have known of some managers, very specific ones, with very high levels of success in this town who have not been able to be self-critical, and it ended up costing them in terms of relationships and in terms of the amount of time they were able to keep the job. So counsel acknowledging that, it's a great answer.
It's an evolution, I think, too. One, you hear a guy who's very thoughtful about that part of the job. Two, we romanticize the times of well, the manager is he's in charge of the clubhouse and it takes on his personality. And that can be really good. There have been a lot of what we would call red ass managers that have been successful in creating a decent environment for players. It seems like to me, and I don't know what your read is on it, Speaks, but it seems like to me Craig really cares about this. It's not just this is the way that the Cubs do things. It's let's figure out how to best work with player X on what it is that they need to get better at. I know that that managerial style isn't for everybody, but it gives you a window into why he's been so successful.
Oh, yeah, because it's individualized, and there's a lot of different ways you can work with people. And he's got a lot of different facets of his personality that he can get to. I think the manager's job is to provide the right atmosphere where everybody can be self-critical, where everybody can. And it's like where everybody can look inward and be all right, where you can call out issues with each other and you can still be all right. And everybody can be like vulnerable and open and say, okay, yeah, well, I could do that better. All right, cool. And then you could just move on instead of getting caught up in all like the, you know, the personal drama and the feelings stuff that can get in the way. Got to cut through that stuff. And Craig likes to do that. He likes to have a good, well-functioning room.
He thinks about it. Like even the idea of thinking about it, to me, is significant. It's nice to know that if you're one of those players that you have someone that's in your corner that's going to hear you out, that it isn't just going to be, this guy sucks, send him out of here, get me someone else. Hmm. Someone who understands what that's like.
Hey, man. Listen, we have a very recent example of his deft touch and skill, and that is the demotion of Ian Happ from the leadoff spot.
Yes.
There's an Ian Happ now who is kicking ass and, you know, having a great attitude down at 7 or 6 or 5.
And the two guys that he's put at 1 have had a great attitude about it.
Has anybody made an out yet at the top?
I don't think so.
Did Nico get on to start yesterday's game? Because against the Yankees, it was Nico with a triple on Saturday. It was Bush with a homer on Sunday. And then Bush with a walk on Friday, and he scored. Bush with a homer on Saturday. What did Nico do yesterday?
He singled.
Yeah. So nobody has made an out yet in the leadoff spot since he demoted Ian Happ.